RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Estrogen? Did you say estrogen, Michelle?
Oh, I love estrogen.
That's right, because, oh, it does everything, but it also helps you save your job. What's that about? We have, of course, our go-to estrogen expert, Dr. Mace Seibel, who's here with his brand new book, The Estrogen Window. Did you hear that, everyone out there? The Estrogen Window. Go out there, buy it. If you don't, we'll come out and we'll break your fingers until you do. You have to buy this book.
It's fabulous. Superb.
Did I just say that?
You just
said
that.
Threaten people?
Oh, my goodness. It's important they buy the estrogen window, but we do no harm, you know? No people were harmed in the sale of this book.
Mace, welcome back to Her Radio.
So what the heck is this? So happy.
Now, wait a minute. What is this? Could estrogen help you save your job? What are you talking about?
Well, you know that in menopause, there are a lot of women that will say their brain feels a little bit foggy, they don't sleep so well, they're not able to remember things quite as well as they could. There's a lot of people that say that. Well, they say that because it's a very common occurrence. But here's the thing. When you're at work, it's your very important jobs. You're doing that presentation, that PowerPoint thing. You have that presentation that you put together, that big report, and you forget to turn it in, estrogen can make a big difference. And here's what we know about it. A study that was done looking at 500,000 Fortune 500 women who had hot flashes, 250,000 of which were treated and 250,000 of which were not treated, that 250,000 women who were not treated for their hot flashes had 1.5 million more doctor's visits over 12-month window. This is work done by, and very, very important information, because the thing about it is that translated into $400 million worth of impact on women in terms of the cost to the business, lost productivity,
the workforce,
less effectiveness, and so forth. So that's a huge, huge problem.
Huge. I mean, I remember that study coming out, Mace, and it was just so, I was floored by it. And part of that was, too, wasn't it, because they were, they didn't list hot flashes on the intake form. So those women couldn't even check it.
A lot of women don't have the opportunity to call that because as an issue, because they think that it's just a nuisance. The employers think it's a nuisance. It's just a girl's problem. It doesn't have an impact. But when you can't sleep, when you are feeling that your memory is foggy, when you are feeling that you're having a bit of anxiety, a little bit of sadness that comes along with this time of life for so many women, it will pass, but in the meantime, it's affecting the ability to perform at peak. And you and that's a term we know, peak performance. And we want women to be absolutely optimal at what they're capable of achieving and accomplishing. And this is something that if they were comfortable with the information, they would be able to comfortably take estrogen. That's what I talk about in the estrogen window. I explain that if women get their hormones begun at a time, a special time in their estrogen window, they can actually lower their risk for all the things they were worried about, like breast cancer and heart disease and dementia and
osteoporosis
and so forth. And the whole thing is about the timing. That's what the estrogen window is about. In women in the workplace, this is a particularly important thing. When over half the workforce is women, when we are seeing women rise in so many areas, we want them to be able to be at their top capability, optimized. And that's what I want to share with listeners.
So what is
Well,
the
that's
time
why
frame?
I think this book is so fantastic.
Yeah.
It's called The Estrogen Window. Make sure to run out and get it, and get on over to Dr. Seibel's website as well, and that is drmache.com. Okay? Make sure you get on over there, because this is an important issue. Women blow this off or they're just utterly clueless. Please, please, please understand that estrogen is that powerful. Is that true, Dr. Seibel? I mean, really, how is this really drilling down in a woman's life as she enters perimenopause and menopause?
Oh, in so many ways. Estrogen is almost a salve that's soothing the female body. It's causing the brain to get more blood flow, more nutrition. It's getting more of the positive things, the serotonin that's important, that all those antidepressants cause to increase, is being brought to the brain more with estrogen. It's causing the bones to restore. It's causing the bladder to continue to stay strong and the muscles that keep urine from leaking. It helps the heart not get plaque, and it prevents plaque from growing in the arteries and in the blood vessels. It's really an important hormone if it's begun at the time closest to menopause. How long you can take it and when to start it and how late you can start it is a little different depending on if it's your brain or your bones or your breast or the vaginal tissues, but the starting point is very important. And this is particularly important for women who have earlier menopause, because 5 to 10% of women go into menopause before 45, 1 in 100 before age 40, 1 in 1,000 before age 30, and each of these women is at increased risk for having greater symptoms and more fogginess and so forth. And those women in particular really would benefit from estrogen if they don't have any absolute reasons that they can't take it. Most
and
women
then Dr. Seibel, isn't it true, too, that, you know, women are having complete hysterectomies at a younger age, and or they're even having their uteruses removed, and then eventually their ovaries are going to stop?
That is so true, because many times when women have a hysterectomy, and a lot of women will have the highest window of time is before 40 is when women are having hysterectomies. And the thing right. about it is that they think if the ovaries are left in, they're going to continue to have totally normal estrogen function. But it's not true. In fact, within about 3 years, about 40% of ovarian function is lost, and by 7 years, all women will be in menopause. So if you're a woman at 38 or 40, and you are having a hysterectomy, even if your ovaries are in, by the time you're 45 to 47, you're in menopause. And many doctors will say, that's not possible, your ovaries are in. It's not only possible, it is happening. And so in the estrogen window, I do talk about how you can lower your risk of dementia in that situation by starting estrogen at the time of menopause and continuing it at least through the time of natural menopause, which is age 51.
Got Excellent. I want everyone, again, out there to understand that they need to run on out and get the estrogen window. The estrogen window, it's available at estrogenwindowbook.com. EstrogenWindowBook.com, and this was written by our dear friend and colleague, Dr. Mache Seibel, who is one of the country's leading experts in this field, and is also the editor of My Menopause Magazine. Go scope that out, too, online. It is the absolute best. And, of course, Michelle and I have both graced the cover of My Menopause
Magazine. The cover was great because of your presence. And they can get the book.
Oh, love being on the cover.
And the book is available at bookstores everywhere. So wherever you find it.
And it's everywhere.
It is everywhere. I have my copy. I've read it. It's fabulous. But women need to help save their... When we talk about saving your job, right, we're talking about saving your life.
Right. Just get on out there and climb through the estrogen window. Thank you, Dr. Seibel, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you have a health question, you can email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.